Better Off Dead in Deadwood by Anne Charles. This one is for Mom. You've been so wonderful with all of your love and support. I hope you can still walk through the grocery store in lead without having to hide your face after this book is published. Chapter 1. Deadwood, South Dakota. Saturday, September 1st.
You need to get your ass back in gear, Violet, Old Man Harvey told me. The world's still spinning.
I just can't believe Jane's dead, I said over the din of conversation surrounding us in Bighorn Billy's Diner, a local favorite here in Deadwood. I picked at my lunch salad, pushing the lettuce around on my plate, looking for life's answers in between the leaves.
Death will hornswoggle you like that, Harvey said. It's like losing a molar. You're gonna keep jabbing your tongue in that hole for a bit, but you'll get used to it. We all do.
A week had passed since Detective Cooper and his boys in blue had hauled my boss's body up from the bottom of the cavernous pit of Leeds' open-cut mining area, but I still hadn't been able to digest the fact that she was gone. Not even after spending the last 2 hours teary-eyed at her memorial service. Gone. Forever. Damn. I sighed, glancing across the table at Harvey. He flashed me a grin.
Look on the bright side. I'm still around to keep you out of trouble.
That made me smile. Lucky me. Willis Harvey was known in Deadwood and in Lead, heck, in all of the northern Black Hills, for three things. Chasing skirts.